Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Okay, I woke up this morning and just wanted to crawl back into bed. I was so tired. Got myself up, and the first thing I do is take pictures of the Mary's Mantle consecration that I share on my Facebook exclusive community. And if you want to join, just go to Facebook, search Find Something More Community, and just ask to get in. And you too can join us in this consecration to Mary and work on a virtue or a gift of the Holy Spirit every single day. And today, the first thing I did was take the pictures and then read what the book said, right? And the word was hope, the virtue of hope. And I got to tell you, I don't think we're that good at hope. I know a lot of people that just say, well, if it's God's will, it will be, which is good because we should also accept God's will. We could hope for something and it not come to fruition, but we should always accept God's will and know that He knows better than we do. But I think a lot of time we don't hope as we should, even though we pray for faith, hope, and love every single rosary for those who pray the rosary. I think that hope is probably the one that maybe we don't dive into too much because we're so ingrained in, well, if it's God's will, it's God's will. Well, you know what? Ask and ye shall receive, right? Knock and the door will be opened. Have hope that your dreams, your desires, what you want is also in alignment with God's. But you got to ask for it. And you got to have a lot of hope and faith and trust. So when you pray, pray with confidence. Pray with, Lord, I hope that you hear my prayers, please. And so this morning, I just said, Lord, I hope that you stir up the Spirit in me and give me what I need today to be your light to the world. Please, don't have me succumb to this laziness and lethargic feeling of just wanting to crawl back into bed. So as I got, you know, I made the coffee, I made my husband's lunch, and off he goes to work. We are blessed. He works in a company that makes medical equipment and also commercial truck parts and things that we need out there to get the supplies across the world. Anyway, bottom line, he goes off to work and praise be to God. My stepson also has a job that requires, it's an essential job, an essential business. Here we are in a state of lockdown and all non-essential businesses are closed. So I say that I'm blessed and we're blessed because we have people working and bringing in income, which is awesome. And I'm also blessed because I feel, because of my hope in God, He will protect them and keep them safe. I pray, I have confidence, I have my exercised holy water, my exercised salt that I sprinkle around the house, because there's supernatural protection, there's prayer, and of course, there's this physical aspect of the reality of life, right? We are bodies, and there is medicine and it's, you know, disease that can be caught. But ultimately, it's God's will if we receive these diseases and illnesses and sicknesses. So it's this kind of wrapped up, I guess, three dimensions, right? The body, mind, the soul. And I have been really diving in to a lot of prayer. I've been reading mystics, and I've been reading how to go deeper with God and ask Him to purify my heart, because everything comes from the heart, what you think, what you do, what you say. And I continue to say, just give me a clean, pure heart and renew my spirit every single day. So this morning when I read hope, I just said, I hope that you put your light in me, that you have possession of who I am today. And I started feeling my spirit change. I could feel the spirit moving in me. And when the family went off to work, I came right back upstairs. I could have very easily fallen asleep and taken that nap that I wanted to do, but I didn't need that anymore. I had this stirring up of God within me. And I went right into prayer as I normally do. I lit my candle and I was so grateful. I just started going through all of the things that I'm so grateful for. And silly things such as toilet paper and food. And like, if we had an armed man making us stay in our house, we could live here for a little while. It wouldn't be Panic City. I was grateful that He put it in my heart to prepare for something that might be this. And also, I just felt very grateful that my husband and my stepson have jobs, and we don't have that on top of all of the other stress that's happening. And I'm also grateful that He is pushing me away from social media, not from my podcast and not from posting stuff, but really trying to feed my mind, my body, and my soul with the right stuff, spiritual stuff. I'm going to be watching Mass later on TV. I have to do my radio reflections. That's just a checkbox. I've got to do that every Monday. I record 1 minute and 2 minute and 30 reflections for radio stations across the nation. So that's a to-do that I have. But otherwise, I'm going to try and live in the moment and see where He wants me to spend my time. I'm supposed to help Christine with an audiobook, and there's a bunch of other things that I've got going on. Christine, by the way, is my co-host of Radio Maria. And I just want to say, keep your eye peeled for her new website called Countdown to the Kingdom, and she's doing it with a couple of other men, very spiritual men, Mark Mallett. I can't remember the other two people, but it's three other folks, and it's all about the end times and the illumination of conscience and what mystics have said and predicted and prophesied and what we need to do to prepare. So it's really pretty cool. Anyway, I digress. Countdown to the Kingdom's coming on March 25th, countdowntothekingdom.com. You can check that out. And this Thursday on our radio show, we will be talking about it and what's included in there and why you should be checking it out. So stay tuned for more. But I just want to say, I want you all to work on hope today. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you're out of work, if your whole family is at home and it's just complete chaos because you're not in this routine, you're not used to it. I don't know if your family gets along. Maybe you have, you know, some issues there and you're going to be tried and tested with your love. I just want you to have hope that this is all for the good, that this situation God allowed so that people could probably think about their mortality. Think about life and death, reconcile themselves with God, search for God, question what happens when I die, there's going to be some awesome conversions from this. And yes, there's going to be some illnesses. And yes, there's going to be some deaths. Clearly, we're seeing that. And there's reasons for it all that we don't know right now, whatever we're dealing with. Usually when you're in the midst of the muck, you can't see through the mud. You don't see God's plan. And that's where I think hope comes into play. You want to hope that it's going to be good on the other side of whatever trial or tribulation, especially, for example, this COVID-19 disease that we're in. When we come out on the other side, please, Lord, have it be a better economy. Have my family be closer. Have us reconcile our anger and forgive people, because who knows how long we're going to be on this planet. Hope that all the good that is meant to come out of this is either in the process or will come out of it. And then today, just pray. Pray for the world. Pray for peace. If you are having anxiety and worry and frustration, fear, all of those even wrapped up in one, you're lazy. You just want to go to bed. You have no motivation to do anything. Offer it up. Please do not waste 1 minute of your suffering. Offer it to God. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I unite this to you on the cross. Sanctify me, or save my family's souls. Do with it what you will. Just offer it up, and God's going to use it. So if we do that often, think about how much we're giving to him, right? We're suffering. We're dealing with this frustration, but I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to try to be love. Take it, Lord, and do good with it. Don't waste it. None of our sufferings. Don't waste it. And have hope today. Hope that God is going to give you what you need to get through today and the next day and the next day. And do your best to live in the present. Live in his divine will. All right, everyone, go be the light. I love you so much. I hope you have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.